Now, we come here to the Lord of the mine. Now he says to this man, Simon Peter, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, walkest where thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldst not." He's telling this man that he's to become a martyr. He said, "I lay down my life." Well, he's going to now. "This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. You follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple, whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" This man, Simon Peter, he's got to ask a question. Peter, seeing himself to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Well, it's actually none of his business, and that's about what our Lord tells him. "It's none of your business. Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what's that to thee? Follow thou me." Now, he didn't say that John would live to the rapture. "Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true." He wants, my friend, to be the Lord of your mind, as well as of your heart and of your will. And today, he's not Lord of your life unless he is the Lord of all. And as someone has put it, unless he's Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. And I think that is true. Let me read the last verse of the gospel. "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. That's not hyperbole. It's not an exaggeration. Believe me, we're talking about the one who not only died upon the cross, rose again from the dead, but my friend, he is God the Creator. And the world wouldn't hold the books of the things he's done. "Oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection." Next time, my beloved, we go back to the book of Deuteronomy. We hope you'll be with us at that time.